This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Secondhand clothes are now hugely popular, and it won't surprise you to learn that the main driver behind that is cost rather than virtue. Yet every major clothing brand will use the word sustainable somewhere. Is that all nonsense? Pat Kane is the founder of Reusey. Good afternoon, Pat.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Yeah, it's not a huge surprise people are buying secondhand clothes because they're cheaper.
It's not really. You know, when money's tight, choosing better, I suppose, often just means smarter. So most affordable choices. So that's the reality. It's not a moral failing. It's absolutely just a behavior due to, you know, the current state of the world, I guess.
And has it been driven, Pat, by, because there's a rise in recent years from websites selling a lot of secondhand clothes?
Certainly, yeah, certainly. It's driven by a few different things. Certainly economic power is one. You know, people looking for trends and those, you know, fast trends, as I like to say, just like fast fashion. Things come and go so fast now with social media. So people looking for options that are not going to break the bank, but still going to look good and all of that jazz. So certainly the platforms help. They help you unlock, I suppose, value for your money. And as a consequence, you're buying more sustainably because you're buying something that already exists, is already out there. Someone doesn't need or no longer wants it. So it keeps it in circulation, the item in circulation. So it's a win-win, I guess.
Yeah. And is there a kind of a, for, you know, websites like Vinted and all that, is there a kind of a, an agreed upon grading system for the clothes? Because obviously you're buying it from a picture and you can't actually try it on or see what it's like.
Yeah, you certainly can't. So you got to trust the seller. I always say, if you are looking for something specific, ask for more questions. You know, you don't want to spend your hard-earned money on something that you're not quite sure of. So just engage with the seller. If the seller, you know, has a good heart and you know, as a, I suppose, is in it for the right reasons, they will engage back. They will send you extra pictures from the inside of a handbag or scenes of an outfit or a piece of clothing and that sort of thing. So there's not, I suppose, there's not an official rating, but certainly, you know, there are ways for you to find out more about the item that you're about to buy.
Okay, so there is, so they on the likes of Vinted, there isn't a like if you go to buy a record on Discogs, for instance,
yeah,
there is a grading system. It's fair, poor, good, very good plus,
yeah,
and near mint. So and it is an honor system as well, but you know, everybody knows kind of more or less what those things mean.
Yeah, people will select that kind of thing on Vinted, on Depop and so on. I suppose it's down to us as well to make sure that what you're saying is true. And hence, like I'm always saying, ask the question, ask for pictures. You know, certain things are coming in with, you know, tags on, but they could be from a very, I suppose, fast fashion-y background and not brilliantly made. So you want to make sure that what they are telling you is the real deal.
Yeah, the... Is that affecting fashion then? Because if people are going to buy secondhand items that were last year's items or the year before's items, then having whatever's the latest becomes less important.
I suppose there will always be room for the latest and greatest and the brand new. Some people want to just have it as soon as something comes out. You know, that trend, that new luxury item. I suppose the luxury is a very good example, with people, you know, wanting to just have it. Now, What I would say is that the secondhand market really makes things more democratic, the access to certain things, mainly when it comes to the more expensive end of things, more democratic. So I think that it's opening doors to brands and products and even quality levels that before were reserved for more wealthy customers. So would brands feel that? I don't know if they're feeling that so far. What you were seeing is that certain changes in brand behavior are coming through, such as, you know, brands that are offering you to mend something that is not quite, you know, looking great anymore. So they are offering mending, I suppose, workshops. Some other brands are dipping their toes on resale of their own products. You know, we have Irish brands like Nikki Hoyne, a shoe design, offering you a marketplace on her own website where you can buy secondhand items. You know, you have other brands doing a little bit of a plug and play with secondhand players, and they bring them into their stores. Primark has done that, you know, with like just bringing in secondhand items. So I suppose it is changing the way brands see consumption, and the fact that, you know, they are making waves and trying to adapt and adjust to this new order. It's all very positive for us consumers.
Is it though? Because, you know, everyone says sustainable. It could be just nonsense. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be it's a tiny bit more sustainable than it was, but it's still doing massive damage to the environment.
Listen, fashion will always do damage to the environment. It is one of those industries that, you know, ideally we would just use what's already in circulation. I agree with you. I think there are two things here. We're talking about resale. And when it comes to resale, that's very positive that brands are bringing that into the picture and looking for ways to promote circularity. And then you have the other side of things where brands are claiming that they are sustainable when we both know, and everybody here probably knows, that, you know, take it with a pinch of salt. Mm. In that case, absolutely, you know, do your research, engage with the brand. Social media is brilliant for that sort of thing. They can't hide away from us. And make sure that what you're buying, once again, using your hard-earned money for, you know, is worth your money, worth investment.
In the secondhand market, though, the more people seek out secondhand clothes, will that have the inevitable effect of making secondhand clothes more expensive?
Well, so far, options are plenty, I guess. You know, maybe in the long run, I don't see that happening quite there yet. We're not quite there yet. You will see certain brands they continue to be expensive, even on secondhand markets. You know, you have websites like Vestiaire Collective, which is brilliant for those who love the luxury brands and whatnot. Still not cheap, by no means, you know. But again, it will always be certainly a bit cheaper, if not a lot more, than buying new.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Though I suppose that could filter down to kind of the, you know, kind of middle range of clothes as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. For brands that are a little bit more up there, but not quite, you know, mega luxury, definitely.
Yeah. So. And by the same token, because, you know, back in the day, people would go into charity shops to buy secondhand clothes. Might that be affecting charity shops now? Because people go, oh, I know, I can set up an account and sell them myself.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah. So charity shops are probably seeing a dip in more the high-end side of things, you know, with people realizing that they can make money by selling items that they no longer need or want on these platforms like Vinted, for example. So that has to have some sort of effect on charities. I suppose important for us to remember that if we do have a charity that's close to our heart, you know, it is worth donating the item to them so they can, I suppose, make some money to support the charity and the causes that they work on.
Yeah. Plus also when you're finished wearing something, to send it somewhere, not just the bin.
Exactly.
Pat, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Pat Kane there from Reusey.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.